The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to take the commercial break just a little bit early in this hour because we've given Brian Busby a buzzword. His buzzword is collywobbles. But we might have a problem. Just got a text from him. He says, I'm still trying to use the word in my main weather. This is a tough one, but I haven't given up on you guys yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So he's having some
collywobbles.
He is about using collywobbles.
Correct.
In his
so forecast. If he fails, this would be the first time he has failed. Not first time he's failed, but because one time we gave him a word and I can't remember what word it was.
It was dilly dilly.
And he said
willy willy and silly silly, and then forgot to say dilly dilly. Dilly.
That's right. It was
I'm
dilly dilly.
Maybe rhesus and macaque would have been easier.
No.
I wouldn't have. If he said rhesus, I would have. My first thought would have been to the candy.
Candy.
Mm-hmm. And macaque. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is. I know it's a monkey, but
that's the monkey.
I know, but I know now because we cover the story in the
right.
show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Menendez brothers' resentencing could be delayed.
Oh yeah, just that attempt this. To get reelected.
Why?
Failed
because they got a new DA in LA. George Gascon was defeated on Tuesday.
Oh,
Gascon.
No.
Yep, and I heard an interview with this new DA earlier today. He kind of danced around it, said, you know, I'm not in office yet. I'm going to need to take a really close look at all the evidence and everything. The election of a new Los Angeles County DA means the resentencing hearing of brothers and convicted killers Eric and Lyle Menendez, scheduled for next month, could be pushed back. LA voters, this is turfed. I've never heard that term used turfed George Gascon. The crusading progressive who faced a barrage of criticism while in office. It was Gascon who last month recommended resentencing the Menendez brothers who were serving life in prison without parole for the killing of their parents in 1989.
Which, by the way, apparently, based on all of the details that are rolling out now, he lied.
Who lied?
Gascon. He said a day after the press conference that he was going to go to a judge and recommend that their trial or sentencing be thrown out and they be resentenced.
Right.
According to what you're reading now, that was never done. Because if he had already gone to the judge and made the request would already be in motion.
It is. They have a hearing next month. The judge has already set the hearing for next month.
Oh.
But in legal things, these things move slowly.
And a lot of people might ask, why does justice have anything to do with the whims of an election?
New DA, his
ask
name-
any handful of people here that were wrongfully convicted. Yep. And sit in jail still.
Nathan Hochman is the new DA, or soon-to-be new DA, in L.A. He said, and I quote, in an interview with CNN, I will have to review the confidential prison files for each brother, the transcripts from both trials, and speak to the prosecutors, law enforcement, defense counsel, and the victim's family members. Only then can I make a decision.
The, quote, victim's family members all want the boys released, correct. Save for one, the brother of the late Jose Menendez.
But all that stuff has already happened, right?
Not with the new guy.
It doesn't make any sense to me how the new guy can delay it if it's already in the hands of the judge.
If he's not ready to represent the city of Los Angeles or the state of California, whatever.
It can't be Gascon.
He'll be out of office.
He'll be out of Gascon.
I mean, you do your work until you're done, until you're told to leave, get your box, and then leave. And then the new guy comes in and just picks up where... I mean, this.
Or he has a different opinion and doesn't want to resentence the brothers.
Does the new guy sound more or less like Kermit the Frog?
Probably less.
Okay.
Could anybody sound more?
I don't think so. Maybe than Kermit.
We are going to break early because we are awaiting with bated breath the word of the day for Brian Busby, which is collywobble. I want to mention this, and it might be brought back as a topic later. Someone tagged me on Facebook last night to get me to join a new Facebook group that is Kansas City centric, and it might be my new favorite Facebook group that will. Oh, this is telling us to go to break.
I know, I had it set just a little bit earlier.
Anyway, it's second only to Stolen KC. The new Facebook group, and I love this, is called KC Wreck Witness.
KC Wreck Witness.
So if you witness a wreck, follow me here, or a car, like, I don't know, smash into someone leaving a Chiefs game and the car just willy-nilly drives off, you then put the information on this Facebook page called KC Wreck Witness. And let me give you just one example, and this was posted yesterday.
So it's a place where you can post, I saw something.
Yes. See something, say something, and this is it.
Sounds like Facebook.
Someone just posted. This is a long shot. But if you were at the Chiefs game last night and drive a Nissan Rogue that was hit in parking lot L, I saw it happen. I took a picture of the driver's license plate of the person who hit you.
Snitch. So this sounds like your new favorite website instead of having to call 911.
KC Wreck. Well, I still think you should report it to the proper authorities, but KC Wreck Witness is a good place to start.
You think the sun rising in the morning should be reported to the proper authorities? I've never met anyone who's called 911 more than you.
I don't always call 911. If it's emergent in nature, I do.
913-586-7798. Standing by for Brian Busby to see if he can get the word collywobbles into his weather forecast. He said he's having trouble trying to figure it out. We'll find out next. We're standing by with bated breath. Len Jennings just now wrapping up the sports portion of the newscast. Kelly and Chris looking onward, waiting for Brian. Don't see him yet.
Now we're talking about college basketball.
Okay. Let's move on, people. We have things to do. Okay. Who cares about the KU Jayhawks and the North Carolina Tar Heels? Give me a break.
Seriously?
Who's that? Hello.
Okay. Scott Parks. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
While we wait for Brian, somebody tell me when he comes back up. There's yet another study that claims to prove that eating junk food like chips and hot dogs will age you faster. Really? Who knew? This time, Italian researchers found that ultra-processed foods can shorten your natural life compared to people who eat healthier. We needed a study for this. It doesn't.
Yep.
Here we go. We break into this news story to go to Brian Busby.
We call it soccer. The British call it, well, football. And I'm sure if they're looking at this forecast, they get the little cobble wobbles because we do have a little bit of a change coming in here.
The what?
We're talking about the forecast.
It wasn't the right word, but it was close enough to count.
Did he say cobble wobble?
He said cobble wobbles.
He did say cobble wobbles. We'll give it to him. We'll give it to him.
That is awesome.
I'm going to give him a point for that one.
Right out of the gate, too. Look at him go.
Usually he makes us wait a little bit. Wow.
Cobble wobbles.
A little bit of... He hit himself on the stomach. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He hit himself on the... A little bit of cobble wobbles.
That one might end the game, because that wasn't even a word.
All right.
Anyway, what were you saying about that story you were reading that I wasn't even paying attention to?
Where did I put it?
Which one?
The one about the health.
I had it right in front of me. Junk food's bad.
Hot dogs are bad.
Yeah.
Back to you, Bob.
What it said was it doesn't shorten your life in the sense that your hair will gray earlier or skin will wrinkle more quickly.
You'll just die sooner.
It breaks down your cells, yes. Yeah. It's just not good for your body. But, didn't we already know all that? I mean, everybody knows if you live in the chip aisle or in any canned food aisle, you're eating a bunch of salt, bunch of carbs, stuff that it's not great for you. It's been processed. Dana said this to me one time. I had never heard this before. And now every time I walk into a grocery store, it crosses my mind that if the healthiest food is always on the outside, like a square almost around the grocery store. And all the stuff that's not as good for you is on an aisle.
Oh, we missed it. Apparently he collywobbled again.
We've got a twofer?
Is there any way to go back?
No.
How did he use it? Did he say collywobble?
In a sentence.
Text line says twice. He collywobbled twice. Two different people were.
He made it up. I love it. He made up the first one. I love it.
Well, don't tell him that we didn't stay around for the second one. A former bank branch manager has been sentenced to prison after using his position to steal more than $200,000 directly from the account of one of his customers. James Gomes, age 43, of New York, used his position as a branch manager of an international financial institution to improperly access a customer's accounts and to steal approximately $209,000. It even goes down to the cents. Somewhere along the way, he got 68 cents. Gomes, without authorization, linked his personal phone number to the customer's accounts and enrolled the customer's accounts in the bank's online banking services. I have no idea what I just read. To cover up his scheme, Gomes created a fraudulent email address containing the customer's name, which he used to engage in fictitious conversations with his own official bank email address to make it appear that the customer was communicating with him.
Okay.
He was sentenced to 13 months in prison.
This has been in my stack for a week, and it just makes me ill, but I'm going to read it because holidays are around the corner. For the person who has everything, there is now a Louis Vuitton dog collection that has debuted, including a $60,000 kennel, poo bag dispenser, and leather water bowl. I'll show you a photo of the doghouse if you're curious. It literally looks like a Louis Vuitton, the LV,
yes.
Right?
But leather and water don't exactly get along.
Thank you. I don't even know where to begin. This is so ridiculous. The luxury item creates the illusion of a house with a pointed roof and windows for your pooch to peep through. The upscale doghouses can also receive, hot stamping and painting services in store to personalize your Louis Vuitton dog house. They are
fools
called
and their money are
LVers, and it is set to be unveiled in the spring or summer of 2025, or unveiled, whichever you prefer.
Nice.
Did you know
why?
This?
Why,
Scott? Why? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
She had to put her grammar crayon on.
Thank you. I will. Multiple police agencies are reporting this week on social media a reminder that this is Drowsy Driving Prevention Week.
They say driving tired
is worse than driving drunk. I've always heard that.
That's true.
I don't know that we should be in the business of ranking those things. They're both bad. But
I was going to say as bad as. But
this was interesting to me, and I think this is from the Kansas or Missouri Highway Patrol. That younger drivers, I think it was 16 to 25, so not that young.
Those are the numbers you shared.
Drivers ages 16 to 25, as well as shift workers, are statistically the most likely to be in a sleepy driving accident.
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not surprised about the younger drivers in particular, because we're the ones that say, oh, I can do it. And then we can't really do it.
But you're not surprised about shift workers, which do I read that correctly? That's people who work odd hours or overnight hours.
Yeah, that would be third shift.
Because I'm telling you right now, I have immense respect for people who work the third shift.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did when I was one summer in college. I think it was the summer between Nebraska and KU. I worked overnight as a stocker at Food for Less in Leavenworth.
Right.
So my hours were 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
That's awful.
Sleeping during the day when the sun is up is almost impossible.
Correct. I swear that working that shift, and I did it like 5 years, I think, or 4 years, I swear it takes 10 years off your life. It's not normal to be getting up at 1 a.m. and then trying to pretend throughout the rest of the day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, same thing with people who work at bars, bartenders, bouncers. They don't get off work until 3-4 in the morning and then drive home.
Yep. So yeah, it is
true.
Let's try to prevent it. It is Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. And the post was from the Kansas Turnpike Authority.
Okay. Lake Wacomas woman, this is from Fox 4, discovered a cherished item inside of a thrift store find. She believes it was mistakenly donated and wants to return it to the family of its rightful owner.
Oh.
A woman found an engraved wedding band at Savers, a thrift store off Berry Road in Kansas City, Missouri.
Aww.
Now she wants to find the family it belongs to. Says Carly Goss, it's kind of romantic when you find something like this. She scored the ring by buying a vintage bag for $3.99. Inside of the ring, I think it's inside of the ring, she says, it says it's made in Western Germany. Or maybe it's the bag. Sorry, the vintage bag. Says it's made in Western Germany inside. It's great quality. I know it's old. It smells like cigarettes.
Ha!
But Goss found the real treasure tucked inside the jewelry pouch, a gold ring. She believes it's a woman's wedding band.
Aww.
It is engraved. The name Heinz is written on the inside.
Well, you're not supposed to tell everybody. You're supposed to say, I have something, and I'm not going to say what it is, but if you think it's yours, here's how you reach me, and you have to describe it.
Well, you'd probably have to prove that your name or your mother's name was Heinz.
Do you know that the stuff that ends up at Savers or wherever, I mean, that could have come from anywhere. It's probably regional. It's not necessarily local.
There's also a date, 1932.
Well, let's just give it all away.
Wait. I'm just reading the story.
Did you say it was Savers?
Yes.
I know for a fact, because I know people who used to work at Savers, that that is local. Whatever comes into their donation door is what goes on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. I donate at Savers from time to time, yep.
That's the only thrift store I use.
She put it up on social media. It's been shared more than 260 times. She's hoping to get the treasure back in the hands of the family that it belongs to. Clearly, if it was given in 1932, that was 92 years ago.
Yeah, it would be your grandmother or your...
Whoever it was given to is gone. But maybe their grandchildren or great-grandchildren are still around.
Huh. Good for her. They're trying to find the owner. I mean, that's a tall, tall order, but you never know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when the thrift stores stumble on a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
I've never figured that out.
Why? How you donate a Purple Heart from your family?
Or why would somebody buy one?
I think it's accidentally donated. Like I accidentally donated my signed George Brett jersey that says Wright 98-1 on it.
Did we ever find that?
No.
Nobody reached out?
No, but I did talk to my buddy who runs that estate, you know, liquidation company.
Right.
And I said, out of curiosity, what is the craziest thing that someone ever accidentally liquidated? And he said, oh, you would be shocked. And then they realize, oh, my gosh, I want that back, and it's too late.
You mean like a signed Royals jersey from George Brett?
Yes, like that. Or
that has your name and 98-1 on the back?
He said gold bars. Like there have been times where the family just says, liquidate everything, we're done. And then he'll get a call a couple days later, oh, my God, we forgot the gold bars in the basement. And he's like, once it's out, he has a crew come in and clean it out. Once it's out, it's out.
So what do they do with it? Do they just have like a big giant warehouse that people can go to?
Or they sell it piece by,
They probably contract with a consignment store.
Yep.
Contract.
Which is why that reminded me of Savers. Like you just never know what you're going to find when someone is done with, say, a house that, you know, you're done with, and you just at the end are like, take everything. I don't care anymore.
Like Couches to Curios up on 103rd and Metcalf is a consignment store.
But like, I'm being serious. I pity you. I feel sorry for you because I still have my Royals jersey.
I'll get it back.
And you don't. But didn't you like when you were getting ready to have the people come over to sell everything in the house that you hadn't taken out, didn't you like go through your closet and
I told the kids, I go, look, this is the date. You've got, you know, 48 hours left. And I did go through there, but I don't know why I wouldn't have
grabbed the jersey.
Grabbed that.
I could never do something like that because I can't leave a hotel room without checking every single crevice 15 times.
I've gone back upstairs at a hotel because I have OCD so bad. And I'm petrified that I've left something in the room.
It scares me how alike we are.
I know.
I'm just like, take all of it. I'll figure it out later. Can I get that back? No.
It sounds blissful.
All right. Quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. By the way, if you do have the jersey, by the way, says Wright on the back. And it's of no use to anybody else but her because her jersey number was 98.1. 98.1. So if you have it, would you please consider selling it back to her?
And if not, well, I got to buy it? If not, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell our friends over at the Royals, can you just get me another 98-1 jersey? And then I'll just side door it and...
Stand outside George Brett's house?
No, I'm not going to stalk George, but yeah. It's probably
anymore.
Much more likely to get it done that way than it is to randomly find that. It's probably in the bottom of a landfill somewhere.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are aware, and we'll just bring this to your attention for those of you driving in the area, that there is a heavy police presence near west of K7 in Olathe, near Spruce, I believe, is one of the other streets that we were given. We do not know yet what is going on. All we know is that there is a heavy police presence west of 7 Highway or K7 in Olathe. And as soon as we find out more, we will bring that information to you. New York Post, a driver was struck and killed while getting out of his car to cross a Rhode Island highway where people were scrambling to pick up loose cash.
Oh!
Kevin McCourt stopped his car on I-95 in Providence around 5:40 in the morning yesterday and had already walked across the southbound lanes when he was fatally struck by a Volkswagen SUV on the northbound side. The deadly accident came as civilians and cops were filmed chasing down dollar bills that were flying around on the same highway. However, police have not yet confirmed if McCourt was killed while trying to grab the loose cash. It is also not clear where the money came from. Locals were shocked to see money flying around the busy highway, but not surprised people risked their lives to get at it.
If it's mislaid property flying through the air, do you have the opportunity to take it? And now, if it flies out of a Brinks truck, they've always said, that is not your money, you've got to bring it back. We're asking you to do the right thing and bring it back, even though no one ever does.
Right, and if there's that much money flying around on the highway that people are stopping their cars, getting out of their cars and running and grabbing, and cops have shown up and they're grabbing money too, you've got to think it was some sort of money-carrying company like a Brinks or something like that. They're going to report that money is missing. Therefore, it's not a finders keepers kind of thing, because you have money, and they know that their truck went by that spot at 5:40 in the morning.
Right.
And maybe a door wasn't latched properly on the back. It flies open. Cash flies out. I would not stop on a highway for cash.
No.
I mean, if this was on like Shawnee Mission Parkway, I might delicately pull my car into a Quick Trip or something and perhaps go see if I can help.
Elise Summit Man has been indicted by a federal grand jury for robbing an Independence Bank in October. Indictment was handed up today. Federal court documents say 54-year-old James Kerr, Jimmy Kerr, was charged with 1 count of bank robbery in the indictment returned this afternoon. The federal indictment alleges he robbed the Hawthorne Bank on 39th Street. Court documents say he was wearing a black hood over his head, a hooded sweatshirt with the hood down, a winter hat, sunglasses, a medical mask, and gloves when he walked in just before 10:45 a.m. that morning. You can also see on surveillance he is holding up what appears to be a black handgun.
Oh,
in a threatening manner, yelling at employees and acting a fool. He got money from all three of the victim tellers' station, then left the bank on a motorcycle parked nearby. Listen to this. A customer in the bank's drive-through lane at the time of the robbery. So customers in the drive-through lane sees what's going on through the windows inside. The customer then, as the motorcycle guy comes out, exits their car and shoves Kerr off the motorcycle. Kerr then threatened that customer with a gun and left the scene. Another witness filmed the incident.
Brave but dumb.
Employees from the bank told FBI investigators they recognized Kerr as a bank customer. I read that. He robbed his own bank.
Yeah, that's the way I read it.
Ding-a-ling.
That's the way I read it, too.
Surveillance outside of his home led investigators to see him leave the home on his motorcycle. Good God. He was arrested October 22nd at a gas station. Investigators found an air pistol consistent with the one seen. He's so dumb they should have 5 years.
Or you should go to for 10 for being that stupid.
I said add 5 years.
Oh, add 5 years. I thought you said at 5 years. A story here from Channel 5. Two women described as career criminals have been put behind bars after enough fentanyl to kill more than 3,000 people was found during a traffic stop along I-49. The Bates County, Missouri Sheriff's Department says that around 11 p.m. on Friday, last week, law enforcement officials in the area of I-49 and State Route D stopped a vehicle following a traffic infraction. They have arrested 39-year-old Ashley Alexander of Montrose and 40-year-old Amber Jeffries of Butler, Missouri. K-9 unit was called to the scene as the investigation revealed both women have an extensive history related to narcotics in their communities. The sheriff's office indicated that K-9 Griff, old Griff, alerted his handler to the smell of drugs coming from the vehicle. A search revealed a fake soda can with a false compartment that contained roughly 6 grams of methamphetamine and 7 grams of fentanyl. Wow.
From Channel 5, $60,000 in rare collectibles have been lost during a theft in Waldo. An investigation continues into the theft of a Waldo business that lost $60,000 in rare collectibles in mid-October. Happened during the week of October 18th. Law enforcement officials were called to Waldo T-shirts on 73rd with reports of a theft. When they got there, they said they found valuable Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky collector cards.
Was this in Waldo?
Antique comic books, laptops, and autographed sports T-shirts had all been stolen from inside. In total, 60 grand, okay? As of today, no suspects have been arrested in the case. Anyone with information should report it to police. What? How do you move a rare collectible? If you, one of them is this rare Wayne Gretzky, whatever, Upper Deck rookie, whatever it is.
Sounds like somebody broke into the house. It was a house, right, or a business?
No, it's a business.
Oh, it's a business. Okay, never mind. I was going to say, I thought you said house, and then I was going to say somebody had to know you had that stuff.
Well, if it's a, yeah, if it's a collectible store, I think they went in, saw what they had, and then, you know, smashed their way in and took it out. Well, but my question is, how do you move that stuff? You can't, hey, I've got this rare Wayne Gretzky collectible card. You know, how, what do you put it on eBay?
The answer is very, very carefully. I watched a reality TV show similar to Pawn Stars with a guy who bragged about being the biggest dealer of collectibles in the world or whatever. And one of the biggest parts of his business is he works directly with the FBI to identify all of these items as legit prior to spending $5 million on a rookie card from a cigarette pack in 1962 or something.
Huh. I have a feeling the people that stole this from Waldo T-shirts are not that smart.
Well, here's my guess is that with very expensive, not even very expensive, because I have a framed a couple of framed jerseys down in the basement. One of them's from Abaji from KU from several years ago, and it's autographed. And I had it put in this nice little box. What was it? A shadow box frame. And with that jersey came the certificate of authenticity.
Right.
And I would bet that the owner of that store, if he's smart, and I'm sure he is, keeps the items out here, the certificates of authenticity
in a separate
somewhere
space.
Else maybe in a safe.
Some of what was stolen, and I don't know a lot about the world of comic books, but like rare, old, like Batman and Robin comic books. Like it looks like one of the original Batman and Robin comic books. A Michael Jordan collector's card from when he won Rookie of the Year.
So it's a rookie card and it's an autograph, right? Or is not?
I don't know that it's autographed.
Okay. If they got all this stuff, I guarantee you they didn't get the certificates of authenticity, and therefore you cannot sell them. Or you can, but it's going to be hard. The most expensive comic book ever sold was a Superman number one from 1939.
No one wanted the number two, huh?
Well, probably, but it's not as expensive as number one. It sold for $5.3 million.
Oh, my gosh. And it was probably 5 cents at the time.
Oh, it might have been less.
A stolen game-worn Jackie Robinson jersey sold at auction for $2.05 million. They later found out it was stolen.
And you don't get your money back?
They didn't get the $2.05 million.
Don't buy stolen goods. That's the lesson. All right, quick break. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Story here from NBC News. A masked bandit sent Spirit Airlines passengers scurrying at LaGuardia Airport in New York City on Monday of this week when a raccoon was spotted busting through a ceiling tile. Video shows the raccoon dangling from a cord from inside the ceiling tile next to the Sprint Airlines counter. It soon took a nosedive, landing on the ground and sending airline personnel and passengers alike into a frenzy as they ran away.
If you haven't seen the video, we'll post this on social. It is hilarious. The passengers are just like by the counter and you hear, oh my God. And under one of these ceiling, like square foam ceiling tiles, mm-hmm. here comes this raccoon and it's just casually dangling like almost like a trapeze artist that doesn't quite understand where they're supposed to be going. And then it dangles and kind of sways on this cable. It honestly looks like the guts of what would be above the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Well, just wires.
Kind of swaying on the cable, and then it just goes, boom, and lands on the ground. It is so funny.
Spirit Airlines confirms that nobody was hurt. LaGuardia recently named one of the best airports in the country after an $8 billion renovation. Mm. Wow. Okay. Story here from New York Post. It really does bring the boom, a supersonic aircraft nicknamed the Son of Concorde neared Mach 1, the speed of sound, in a successful test on Tuesday that could lead to travelers flying between New York City and London in just over 3.5 hours.
It was a big ass boom.
Okay.
You go first.
Let's see. It reached speeds of 574 miles per hour.
There it is. Sorry. Breaking news. We can now confirm significant police presence. This is 17 seconds ago from the Olathe Police Department. Yeah. There is a significant police presence in the 1100 block of West Spruce Street. Numerous police agencies had an armed subject contained in the area. That person has been taken into custody.
Good.
So thank you for everyone posting on the text line. We saw it. We had to confirm it. I just tweeted at Olathe and said, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
Not sure what happened. We'll have more information tomorrow, but the subject has been taken into custody. Good news there.
What I can tell you is just, and I don't think I'm violating any trust here, there is somebody texted in. It looks like, and I think they're being a little bit exaggerating, but said it looks like every police officer Olathe has
is
at that scene. And it's just west of K7 near Spruce Street. So just west of K7 in that area.
Avoid it if you can.
Yeah.
Hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic. Yes. Thank you. Think your youth makes you bulletproof to aging? Your office chair might disagree. A new study suggests that millennials' sedentary lifestyles are quickly accelerating their biological clocks, even as they fill their Instagram feeds with weekend warrior workout posts. The research reveals that millennials now spend more than 60 hours per week sitting between long commutes, computer-based workdays, and evenings spent streaming content or scrolling through social media. Researchers warn that extended behavior could be increasing their risk of heart disease and other age-related health conditions far earlier than previously thought. The study examined more than 1,000 former or current Colorado residents, including 730 twins that were included
in the research. You got to get up and move.
What do you mean twins? Did they look for twins and one had a healthy lifestyle and the other one was?
Yes, I think so.
Great.
You are going to work out every day. You're going to walk every night. Don't move.
An awkward call for study participants.
Birthdays today. Joni Mitchell is 81. Lord is 28. Johnny Rivers is still alive? He's 82. And Christopher Knight, Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch, is 67
Peter
today.
Peter Brady. That's right. 67. My God.
We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock tomorrow here on Dana and Parks. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.